KY says.
Sat Kewa Saib, and welcome back to another Satsang session with Kaival Youth. We are excited to continue this Upasana translation journey with you all, so let's get started. Before we start, we would like to make shout-outs to our amazing Kaival Youth team. From scripting to recording to producing, everyone is doing a great job. Your dedication and seva are truly inspirational.
Sat Kewal Saib Kaival Youth, welcome back to another episode of Upasana Translations. Today's episode is a really special one, isn't it, Radhi?
Yes, it is, Bhabhi. Today, we are going to be dissecting our Sayankal Aarti. Many of us are exposed to this Aarti the most. We remember it so well because it follows such a straightforward chronological order. Peheli, Dusari, Tisari, and so on and so forth. But few of us really know what each of these lines really means.
Right, but worry not, because by the end of this episode, all of us will understand what each line means. I am confident about that. Okay, but there is also another reason why today's episode is special. We have two very creative and chill guests helping us to translate today.
We do. Today's guests are as chill as they come. But as Bhabhi said, they are two extremely creative souls. Both of them are from Chicago, and both of them have been a part of our Mandir activities since they were little babies.
At this time, I would like to welcome Ipsa and Krishna, or as we call him, Kisu, to today's episode. Ipsa is one of our satsang teachers, and she does a fabulous job of teaching dances for the Mandir cultural programs.
And Kisu, our forever youngin. He is as cool as a cucumber. This boy can stay so calm in the most stressful of situations. Gujarati masu kahiye, petnu pani ai na hale. But man, homie got skill. This boy can draw almost anything, and he helps our Mandir decoration committee stay fresh with his creative talents.
We are so ready to have both of you for today's episode. You two ready to translate our evening Aarti?
You know we are. Thank you, Bhabhi and Radhi, for having us on this episode. I listen to our episodes when they come out, and I'm learning so much about our Dharam. It is helping me connect my faith and build my bond to Param Guru.
I'm ready too. It is not just Ipsa who is ready. She just beat me to saying it.
Kisu, relax. No one said you weren't ready.
I know, but I also know how this all works. The first person to say it means it more. And I just wanted Bhabhi and Radhi to know that I am ready too. You see, Kaival Youth, a lot of people think I'm lazy, but I'm not. I just follow the rule of work smarter and not harder. You know?
Okay, Kisu. You keep telling yourself that. And while you're sharing, why don't you also tell us how many episodes you have listened to?
Whoa, Ipsa. What did I do to you? How are you going to put me on the spot like that?
I'm just saying, you said you work smarter. A person who works smarter will listen to each episode of the Upasana translations because it would help them understand our prarthanas. That would be the smart thing to do.
Ooh, Ipsa. True. Okay, so I cannot lie. Especially since Radhika is here, and she'll know. But she mar khao par se. You know how it is, Ipsa. So I haven't listened to every episode, but I am getting there. My pace is not as quick as yours.
It is okay, Kisu. We all have our own pace. Some of us can do more in a shorter time, while some of us need a little more time. The more important thing is that we all try to do what we can and when we can.
You know, you are right. Thank God you are here, Bhabhi. If you weren't, you don't know. Radhika and Ipsa would spend the whole episode just ganging up on me.
Boy, I haven't even said a word yet.
You don't have to say anything. You just look at me and I know. I just know, Radhika. You know what they say, practice makes perfect.
Okay, I think we need to move on before Kisu tells us some other cliche saying.
Okay, so you both know we are dissecting our Sayankal Aarti and it's Sakhi today. I think our singers are ready too. So just to recap, can one of you tell us how we start our evening portion of the Upasana?
Kisu, I was waiting for you to say something. Last time you said I beat you to it. This time, I wanted to give you a chance.
Yes, but then I thought about it, and I wasn't being a gentleman. You know what they say, ladies first.
Oh my lord, this boy gonna drive us all crazy.
Right. Okay, I will do the recap. So, we started our evening section of our Upasana with our Guru Mahima Sakhi. This was so we could preserve continuity within our Upasana, because our Upasana is Akhand. Kisu, what do we sing next?
Narana Dasa Nirbhaya Bhayo Kari Charana Vishram Maya Vinashi. Ooh, I got this. Gaudipad.
Very good job, Kisu. In Gaudipad, Param Guru places a great emphasis on why he only bows down to Karta and no one else. And after Gaudipad, we sing Sandhya Sakhi, the episode we just listened to.
And then comes Aarti, which we are about to do right now. Let's go, ladies. I am ready.
Good, then let's do it. Singers, our first verse, please.
Pehli aarti prem hulasa anant koti jagrat vilasa aarti karat nigham haridasa hari hari agham agochar avigat vasa.
Let's remember, whenever we do any aarti, we stand up as a show of our respect. So for this portion of the Upasana, we stand up and clap along as we sing. So we can do the verse by verse, and Ipsa and Kisu can help explain the overall meanings. What do you all think?
Great. So the first line. Pehli aarti prema hulasa ananta koti jagrata vilasa. Pehli means first, aarti. So we have translated this word before. It's the action of moving the divas. Prem means with love, with affection. Hulasa means with great pleasure. Anant means endless. Koti means millions. So anant koti is like saying Surya Saman Prakashman. Jya means where. Karata means kareche, means to do. Vilasa means moj, which means boundless joy. Kisu, why don't you explain this line for us?
So, in this first line, Param Guru is saying that he is doing the first aarti with love and affection to Kailakarta, who resides in a dham in which numerous anshas enjoy boundless joy.
This next line is the chorus of our aarti. We sing it after each line. Aarati karata nigama hari dasa hari hari agama agochara avigata vasa. Aarati karat means doing aarti. Nigam is referring to the Vedas. Hari is karta. Dasa are devotees or sevaks. So combined, these two words mean karta's devotees. Hari hari means God or Lord of the Devas. Agam means unfathomable, cannot be understood, too vast. Agochar means without any indriyos. Avigat means unknown, mysterious. And Vasa means resides.
Everyone, including the Vedas and the devotees, are all doing aarti of Kaivalkarta, who is the one that cannot be understood completely, who is without any indriyos, who is unknown, mysterious to all, and who resides at Kaivaldham.
Yes, and we repeat this line after each line of the aarti to reaffirm our devotion to Karta, who is above all.
I have a question. So we have a total of 13 lines in the aarti, right?
Right.
So is each line going to be about one other Dev or Devi or something like that? Like we start with Karta and then we go on to other Devs? Like that?
I don't think it would be like that. Because in Gauripad and Sandhya Sakhi, Param Guru keeps teaching us how only Karta is the one true creator and controller, how there is no one above Karta. Param Guru keeps saying that he only bows down to such a Karta.
That is right, Ipsa. And since Param Guru wrote this Sayankal Aarti, it would be dedicated to Karta.
Okay, but the reason I asked is because I remember in some of the lines, a Dev or Devi or something like that is mentioned. So I just thought maybe it's because of that.
I can understand why you would think that. But actually, with each line, Param Guru is highlighting one of Karta's creations, abilities, and powers. For example, with the first line, he establishes that Karta is agam agochar, meaning extremely unique, indescribable, and we as humans are not able to understand Karta with a physical understanding. Karta's abode is a place of eternal bliss and endless joy.
Okay, so then each line explains one thing about Karta.
Yes, and let's now move on to the second line. You will see what we mean. Singers?
Dusari aarati dirdha murat ki Dev shakal divya mangala murat ki
Dusari aarati dirdha murat ki Dev sakal divya mangala murat ki Dusari aarati means the second aarti. Dirada means great or noble. Murata means form and figure. Ki means of. It's a word that shows possession. So Murata ki means of form and figure. Deva means the Dev and Devis. Sakala means all. Divya means divine. Mangala means auspicious. And Murata ki again means of form and figure.
The second aarti is devoted to such a Karta who has created these different devis and devtas in various divine and auspicious forms.
Right. Kaival Karta created Param Vishesh Ansh and Vishesh Ansh to oversee this vast creation, this creation which Karta has created. Karta gave each and every one of the Vishesh Anshes one Karuna, meaning one ability, making them Karunamai, so that they each may carry out their duties.
So our second aarti is for Karta too, but our reasoning is different.
Right. An example I can think of here is like when my kids give me a card for my birthday or Mother's Day. They write that, Mom, I love you because you cook for me. Mom, I love you because you help me. Mom, I love you because you buy me nice things. Each line is about why they love mom, just the reason is different.
So, just like that, with our aarti, in each line we are doing Karta's aarti, just the reason why is different.
Because Karta has done so much and continues to be our ultimate provider, we have to try to acknowledge as much of it as we can.
Exactly. And we also establish a timeline. Everything originated from Karta's Dham, so we start our first aarti there, and then we move on to all the different aspects of the creation. Okay, singers, next verse.
Tisari aarti sakala sumanta ki Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara pata ki
Tisari aarti sakala sumanta ki Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Pataki. Tisari Aarti, the third aarti. Sakala means all. Sumataki, of the wise. Brahma Vishnu Maheshwar, the three deities responsible for functioning the universe, propagation, sustenance, and dissolution. Pataki, Pata is referring to Kaivalkarta, the master. And ki is showing possession of the. So combined, pataki means of the master or of Kaivalkartas. Kisu, can you explain the meaning of this line, please?
So this third aarti is for Karta, who created these three wise devs. Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh, who are responsible to maintain order and function.
Right, exactly. Param Guru says this third arti is for Kaivalkarta, who is the creator and master of all the three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh.
And after each of these lines, we continue to repeat Arati Karata, Nigama Hari Dasa, Hari Hari Agama Agochar, Avikata Vasa. To emphasize that we are continuing to bow down to such a Karta who is unique and incredibly great.
Yep, all right, singers, next verse.
Chothi arati sakal charachar pranav pech jehi rahi barabar.
Chothi arati sakal charachar pranav pech jehi rahi barabar. Chothi arati means the fourth arati. Sakala means all or entire. Charachar means the creation, both mobile and immobile. Pranav means omkar. Pech means skill. Jehi means like. Rahi means stays. Bharabhar means to take in continually.
So this fourth arti is dedicated to such a karta who has created all living beings, ones that move like animals and humans, and ones that don't move like plants and trees. Each of these living beings are activated through the pranav energy.
So we have learned that Kaivalkarta has created 84 lakhs of species, out of which some are stationary while others are mobile. Karta has put life in all the anshas through pranav, Ohang and Sohang, which we are going to learn about in much greater detail in a future satsang. Ohang and Sohang are two metaphysical energies that basically tie our bodies to the Ansh. And in this future satsang we do, we will explain in great detail what Param Guru teaches us about Ohang, Sohang, Pranav, and our physical entities and how they're all connected. We should do this fourth arti to such a karta that has put pranav, which continually keeps this Ansh connected to the body, this body that Karta has created for us to experience this universe around us.
All right, singers, next verse, please.
Panchami arati parama purushaki sakala sajakala karana durashaki.
Panchami arati parama purushaki sakala saja kada karana durashaki. Panchami arati, fifth arati. Param means ultimate, adya purush. Ki means of. Sakal means all. Saj means materials. Here it's referring to the actual creation. Kada means skillfully. Karan means created. Durasha means impartial. Ki means of.
So this fifth arti is dedicated to such a karta who has skillfully created the entire universe impartially without the help of anything.
That is right, Kisu. Karta has created this whole universe with just one sankalp, meaning a mere thought. All right, singers, next verse, please.
Shashtami arati saguna muratki machakach vyagra vairaha samatki.
Shashtami arati saguna muratki machakach vyagra vairaha samatki. Shashtami arati means the sixth arti. Saguna means qualities, virtues. Muratki means form and figure of. Matcha means fish, fish avatar of Lord Vishnu. Kacha is a tortoise, tortoise avatar of Lord Vishnu. Vyagra is Narsimha avatar of Lord Vishnu, where half of the body is of human and the head was of the lion. Vairaha is the avatar of Vishnu in the form of a boar. Sanmat means blessed or give permission. Ki means of.
So with this sixth aarti, we are paying our respects to such a Karta who gave Lord Vishnu blessings to take his various avatars and forms to help save humanity during very difficult times.
That's right. Lord Vishnu has been assigned the duties of preservation and protection. Thus, during perilous times, Lord Vishnu has descended upon our earth in various forms, like Matsya Avatar, Kachya Avatar, Shri Ram, Shri Krishna, Vaman, Parshuram, and so many others. He has taken 10 avatars for the sake of humanity. He was able to do this because of the powers and blessings, the skills that Karta has given him. And thus, this sixth aarti is for such a Karta who has empowered deities like Vishnu to protect humanity.
Yep. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Saptami aarti sarala shaktaki vyapaka vitachara achara jaktaki.
Saptami aarti sarala shaktaki vyapaka vitachara achara jaktaki. Saptami aarti means the seventh aarti. Sarala means effortlessly. Shaktaki means adya shakti. Vyapak means prevalent. Vita means powers. Char means living things that are mobile. Achar means living things that are immobile, stationary, like trees. Jakt means world. And ki means of.
Our seventh aarti is dedicated to such a Karta who has created everything so effortlessly and who has placed Adya Shakti's powers in all creatures.
Adya Shakti, or Mahamaya's energy, is prevalent throughout all living beings, stationary and mobile.
Yes, and it is through this energy that we are able to connect to one another and the world around us. So with this seventh aarti, we are paying our respects to such a Karta who created this divine Shakti. All right, singers, next verse, please.
Ashtami aarti anjana aarki paramapurusha avikasakarasaki.
Ashtami aarti anjana aarki paramapurusha avikasakarasaki. Ashtami aarti, the eighth aarti. Anjana means Mahamaya. Araki means the end. Paramapurush is Adhyapurush. Avikasa means in space. Karasa means establish or set up. And ki means of.
So in this eighth aarti, we are paying our respects to such a Karta who has set up the timeline we learned about in Gaudipad 1. So, Adya Shakti stays for one kalp after which she becomes one with or absorbed in Niranjan. Niranjan lives for 100 such kalps. This order of origin has been established from the very beginning by Kaivalkarta, whose abode is far up in space.
Exactly. So this eighth aarti is for such a Karta who established such a hierarchy and order. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Navami aarti navanidha siddhaki sakala shrushtaradha purita sanidhaki.
Navami aarti navanidha siddhaki sakala shrushtaradha purita sanidhaki. Navami aarti means the ninth aarti. Navanidha means the nine kinds of divine treasures, the nine nidhis. Siddha means the eight supernatural powers, the eight siddhis. Ki means of, it's a word that shows possession. Sakala means entire. Shrushta means universe. Radha means prosperity. Purita means filled with. Sanidha means treasure and ki means of, again shows possession.
So our ninth arti is for Satchakarta who created the nine nidhis and eight siddhis and filled the entire universe with treasures of prosperity.
That's right, Kisu. All the powers and skills originate from Karta. And so, we use this line of our arti to pay our respects for such a Karta who has given us access to such abilities and powers.
You see, the Devis, Devtas and other higher spiritual gurus have such powers and abilities through their sub. By doing their bhakti, we are blessed with those abilities. However, we cannot forget where those abilities originally came from Karta. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Dashami arati adya purush ki chekache vat pati parama urash ki.
Dashami arati adya purush ki chek chevat pati parama urashaki. Dashami arati means the 10th arati. Adya Purush, it's Kaivalkarta who was there before anything. Ki is showing possession. Chek chevat means up to the end of the world during the Mahapralay. Pati param means the ultimate master. And urasha means the giver of all happiness. Ki shows possession again.
Our 10th arti is too for Karta, Kaivalkarta, who was there before he even had the sankalp to create this universe. He will be there after its dissolution. So with this 10th arti, we pay our respects to Karta, who is the ultimate master, who was there in the beginning and will be there at the end, and who was the source of all the happiness.
Exactly. And such is this arti in which we start with Karta and our last main verse is for Karta. Now, these next three verses are very special verses in which Paramguru continues to explain the uniqueness of Kaivalkarta. Singers,
Jahi parantu antu nahi ko kit nija kaival karana binuta ita.
Jahi parantu antu nahi kohu kita nija kaival karana binu uta ita. Jahi means where. Parantu means even though, despite the fact, but. Antu means distinction or secret. Nahi kou means no one can get. Kita means anytime. Nija kaival means except kaival karta. Karana means reason. Binu means without. Uta means earth, referring to our earth here, Mrityulok. Ita means abode of the dev. Devlok.
So with this arti verse, Paramguru is saying how even though Karta is forever and is the creator of all, no one is really able to know and understand Karta. Despite the fact that Kaivalkarta exists forever, no one is able to know him. He is the reason and the one who created not only this earth, but also the abode of the devs. Even after everything comes to an end, and even after no one exists, Kaivalkarta will still be there.
Right, Karta has created everything from the Devdams to our world. And yet no one in these places completely understands Karta's ways and powers. Even when everything dissolves, Karta will eternally be present in this unique and indescribable existence. And so we pay our respects to such a Karta.
All right, singers, next verse.
Jinaki sudha sankalpe sankalpa me akhil lok upajai palak me.
Jinaki sudha sankalpa sankalpa me akhil lok upajai palak me. Jinaki means with whose. Shuddha means pure. Sankalp means desire. Sankalpa me means desire of action. Akhila lok means entire existence, Brahmand. Upajai means created. And palakame means in the blink of an eye.
So this next verse in our arti is for Karta. But this time, it is for such a Karta who has created this entire universe, entire Brahmand, in a metaphoric blink of an eye, without any effort, just by a sankalp.
This is probably the simplest line of our arti. Karta's creation of this universe can be compared to the blink of an eye. That is how effortless it was for Karta. And this should give us an idea of how much power and ability Karta really has. Okay, singers, next and last verse.
कहे कुबेरा अनेरा अरत की भव उत्पन्न अवलगन सारत की
कहे कुबेर अनेर अरत की भव उत्पन्न अवलगन सारत की कहे मीन्स सेज कुबेर इज परम गुरु अनेर मीन्स सुपरनैचुरल आरत means the gesture, the bow from within. Ki means of, is a word that shows possession. Bhava uttapan means from the creation of this universe. Abalaga means up until now. Na means not. Sarataki means of visual perception.
So with this last verse, Paramguru refers to himself in the third person as he says, that from the very beginning of the creation of this universe up until now, no one has been able to have a visual perception or understanding of Kaivalkarta. We should offer this last arti to such a Kaivalkarta with such true bhav from within our hearts.
Oh, Radhika, you beat me to it. I was going to say the same exact thing.
Sure you were, Kisu.
It's okay, Kisu. You have a few more opportunities. So, we have just finished translating our Sayankal Arti. There is still a small portion left, though.
This is a small Sandhya Stuti, right? Right after we finish singing Arti, we sing a short Stuti in which Param Guru reaffirms all of his statements from the Arti and further shows his dedication to Karta.
That is right, Ipsa. So without wasting any time, let's get into the stuti. Singers?
Svasvayanga sadapadanga sarva moksha dayakam advitanga anusutanga bhavavitanga ishvare
Sasvayang sadapadang sarva moksha dayakam. Sasvayang, meaning je swayam che, who created the entire existence by himself, self-made. Sadapadang, whose abode is eternal. Sarva means all. Moksha means salvation. Dayakam means giver of. So combined, the words sarva moksha dayakam means the giver of moksha to all the anshas.
Advaitanga yanusutang bhavavitanga ishvare. Advaitang means living in solitude. Anusutang means without any company. Bhavavitang means creator of the entire existence. Ishvare means God.
Okay, so in this verse, Param Guru is saying that Kaivalkarta has created this entire universe without any help. Karta stays in the eternal abode forever and gives salvation to the anshas of this world. Karta has created this universe in spite of living in solitude and separate from the entire universe. Such is the creator of this universe, and I, Param Guru, do namaskar to such a Karta.
Very nice, Ipsa. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
तत्वेताय तदपदंग सामृथाय साक्षियं मंगलाय महगतंग अहम् नमामि प्राणपते।
तत्वेताय तदपदंग सामृथाय साक्षियं। तत्वेताय means enlightened about the elements, the tattvas. Tadapadang means witness of the elements. Samruthaya means powerful, very capable. Sakshiyang means witness of all.
Mangalaya mahadgatang aham namami pranapati. Mangalaya means source of auspicious. Mahadgatang means with great intelligence, with great knowledge. Aham namami means to worship devotedly. And pranpati means master of all living beings.
So in this verse, Paramguru starts by saying that Kaivalkarta created all the different tattvas. And that's why Karta knows everything about these elements. And Karta has accordingly used these tattvas to create this beautiful universe.
Such a powerful creator who has created and witnessed this entire existence and put anshas in each of the physical entities created with five elements. Karta is the source of great auspiciousness and intelligence.
And so Paramguru is continuing to pay his respects to such Kaivalkarta, who is the source of life and to whom I worship and fully devote myself to.
Exactly. Okay, singers, next verse.
Devadiyang charitanang yadalokang sahitayang vyapitang vishvayang akalidang anurane.
Devadiyang charitanang yadalokang sahitam. Devadiyang means master or lord of the deities, the devs. Chaitanang means inducer of cosmic energy. Yadolokang means earth, and Sahiyatam means including.
Vyapitang Vishvayang Akaredang Yanurane. Vyapitang means omnipresent, to be present everywhere. Vishvayang means entire universe, the Brahmand. Akaredang means devoid of any form or figure. Anurane means selfless and desireless.
Kaivalkarta is the lord and master of this world and all the deities as well. Karta is the inducer of cosmic energy of all the 14 worlds.
Right. See, Karta is omnipresent in the entire universe. And even though Karta is the creator of this entire universe, Karta is selfless and does not expect anything in return.
Okay, singers, I think we are at our final verse. Take it away, friends.
Navagatanga anubhave navar par antayam sarvagne swachandananga jai jai shri kuvera kaivalam.
Nabhagatanga anubhave navara para antayang. Nabhagatang means like the sky. Anubhave means experienceable knowledge. Navara par means limitless. Antayang means infinite.
Sarvagne swachandanang jai jai shikuvira kaivalam. Sarvagne means knows everything, is omniscient. Swachandanang means independent, swatantrache. Jai Jai means glory to. Shri Kuver means Paramguru Srimad Karunasagar Maharaj. And Kaivalam means he is devoid of name, figure, physical qualities, gender and personal qualities.
So with this final verse, Paramguru is referring to himself in the third person once more, as he is describing Kaivalkarta's knowledge as infinite and limitless as the sky. Karta knows everything, is independent, and is devoid of name, figure, physical qualities, and personal qualities.
And Param Guru is praising such a Karta and giving such a Karta infinite glory.
Wow, I'm kind of amazed. Like, coming into this, I knew this would be a learning experience. See, Radhika, I listen and learn. But I didn't realize I would learn this much. Param Guru has so much devotion and bhav for Kaivalkarta.
Param Guru has expressed this feeling with so much knowledge and understanding. As I learn each section of the Upasana, I keep finding myself refreshed with Param Guru's Gnan.
Yes, and such is Param Guru's Gnan. It helps us remove all illusions and misbeliefs. We must stay on this straightforward path towards Karta. And with Param Guru's Gnan, we will surely get there.
That's right. All right, Gisu and Ipsa. Bobby and I had a great time with both of you on this episode. Even you, Gisu, you did a good job.
Thank you, Radhika. See, I do try.
Yes, you do, Gisu. Keep up the good work.
Bobby is always the nicest, but sometimes Gisu needs Radhi's tough love.
Not too much though, right?
We will see about that. But for right now, keep up the great seva. We will take it week to week with you, Gisu. Week to week.
Okay, everyone. We will see you all next time for our final Upasana translation episode. Wow, that is so crazy to even say it.
It is, isn't it? Oh, man. Oh, I can't even fathom it. But thank you to Ipsa and Gisu for being on today's episode and for helping us to translate our Arti and Stuti.
Thanks, Bobby and Radhi. Satkeo Sahib Kaival Youth. And also, Satkeo Sahib to my peeps, Raj, Amar, Bansu, and Neha. That's my bhajan team right there.
Ah, yes. Gisu used to be a key member of the bhajan team.
Yeah, Gisu. We missed your tabla playing. But we still have one more episode. You're welcome to join.
We will see about that one. You guys can figure that out on your own time. Thank you, Radhi and Bobby. Sat Keval Sahib Kaival Youth.
Sat Keval Sahib, everyone. Hear you all in a couple of weeks.
Sat Keval Sahib Kaival Youth.
This work is copyrighted 2020 by Kaival Youth, which is a national subsidiary of Kaival Gyan Chicago Foundation. Reproduction in any manner is prohibited without the express consent of Kaival Youth. For more information, visit www.kaival.org or email satsang@kaival.org. All rights reserved. Sat Keval Sahib.